Today, United Nations special police clashed with ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. The Albanians were protesting arrests of former members of the Kosovo Liberation Army. UN authorities have accused the KLA of war crimes. They plan to try the former rebels in UN-supervised courts in Kosovo. Nicholas Wood reports from Pristina.
4 years ago, Alexander Mihailovic lost his brother Sinisha to the KLA. The 33-year-old tax clerk from Pristina was driving home with his boss late one evening when their car came across a group of armed men who'd formed a roadblock.
They didn't want to stop the car because they recognized that those who were trying to stop them, they were in a KLA uniform, so they continued their driving. The KLA were shoot on them. My brother was injured, but the driver could continue because he was not hurt.
Alexander's brother was shot 4 times and died on the way to hospital. The killers got away, but time is up for many other members of the KLA accused of war crimes. Here in central Pristina, hundreds of ethnic Albanians have been protesting against the arrest of over 20 former KLA members over the past 2 months. The suspects are accused by UN police of killing fellow Albanians at the tail end of the war. More arrests are expected soon. This speaker says that the UN is deliberately trying to discredit the KLA and its wartime record by accusing it of war crimes. A charge Albanians have until now associated with the Serbian security forces. Leading ethnic Albanian politicians have echoed those critics and say the arrests are politically motivated. Kosovo's main television service, Radio Television Kosova, appears to have adopted a similar tone. A recent broadcast showed pictures of a house apparently ransacked by UN police when they came to arrest one former KLA member. Miftah Kachina, the head of the household, said the men entered yelling and forcing children to the ground at gunpoint. He said he thought they were Serb paramilitaries. Nobody in the UN is suggesting that the crimes of the KLA are on a par with those committed by Yugoslav security forces. But there's real concern about the rising tide of hostility towards the UN and its impact on Kosovo, where institutions such as the police and courts are still being developed. The head of the UN mission in Kosovo, Michael Steiner, says he's worried about a backlash, especially as the International Tribunal in The Hague is expected to arrest some leading KLA commanders turned politicians in the next few months.
We might have here a certain crisis. In a worst case, we would have to take the necessary security precautions, this is very clear.
Among the former KLA members most recently charged is Ramush Haradinaj, the leader of Kosovo's third largest ethnic Albanian party. He was accused of a breach of the peace over a shooting incident 2 years ago. UN officials also say he's tipped to be indicted by the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. For NPR News, this is Nicholas Wood in Pristina.